Alonso de Zurita, his major works, and the Indian politics of Philip I 1561-1585 by José Enrique Atilano Gutierrez and Maria Isabel Terran Elizondo. Abstract. This article takes into consideration the lines of research proposed by the Indian and Novo Hispanic historiography of the second half of the 16th century, in which the circulation of royal information through manuscripts presented by officials of the audiences of the New World to the peninsular courts is highlighted. The case study proposed for this research is the documentary corpus of the court of an Alonso de Zurita, 1512-1585, who served as oidor of the audiencias of Santo Domingo, Guatemala, and Mexico for almost 20 years, 1556-1566. Each of the works to be analyzed here reflects a particular political situation of the Indian orb, since the topics dealt within them are closely related to the problems dealt with by the Hispanic crown during the second half of the 16th century. Those years coincide with a period of reforms, all of them made with the intention of improving the Indian economic and political administration, and also with the intentions of an oidor to join the possible benefits resulting from those changes. Finally, our purpose is to study, relying on textual criticism, historiography, anecdotics, the diverse historical and political contexts in which Zurita's work was created, and thus, to create a proposal of reading sense that allows every reader interested in these topics to find an accompaniment in the analysis of this type of documentary sources.